Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls Podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, where I share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. I believe, I receive, I achieve. Today's Monday mantra is about believing in the good that's ready to step forward for you. Believing in life's connection and allowing yourself to receive it so you may achieve whatever is ready to come through and actualize for you. I often say we only can achieve at the level of our willingness to receive. So today, let this be the beginning to state, I believe, I receive, I achieve. It's like a three-step process to calling it in. I believe, I receive, I achieve. I couldn't think of a more important time right now as we enter into a new manifesting cycle. We're at the start of a new moon where it's time for us to have hope. Hope in our dreams and believe in their possibility and ask to receive, because we will achieve in equal proportion to our own receivership, to our own ability to be open to receive. We've went through some really traumatic times here in the Santa Barbara area with the wildfires through the month of December, and then the mudslides here at the beginning of this past week. The natural default to receive help been so clear so that we may achieve safety, equilibrium, connection, helpfulness, rescuing each other. I just spent the whole day at a Come Together Stronger event here in the Santa Barbara area as we attempt to rekindle and bring together the spirit of healing and transformation to lift the spirits that have been heavy on this area as a lot of disaster fatigue has set in this whole Santa Barbara area. A lot of evacuation and personal lives being devastated from their homes, and then the mudslides happening where lives have been lost. This past week, even in my own life personally, my son left to drive cross country as he relocates in Nashville. He left on Sunday. The mudslides happened on Monday, and Friday, that same storm that caused those mudslides crossed his path on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee in a storm that caused a 9-car accident that he was in. And he's okay. His car was total, as well as 4 other cars. And even in this time of looking deep within, when we're struck with trauma, devastation, some form of catastrophe, I think back to the story that I heard for a mission that's near where we live in California. It's called the La Parisma Mission. And in 1812, there was an earthquake that totally leveled that mission to the ground, where it had to be rebuilt from scratch. And the father that was responsible for rebuilding this, he had the whole mission up, running, and rebuilt within 9 months. And I remember at the time when I heard that story, it gave me so much inspiring hope, because I thought about in my own life, like, how long does it take? At that time, when there wasn't the machinery, there wasn't the accessibility to rebuild and to connect, to help the same way. And so the hope and the inspiration to spearhead, to believe, to receive, and to achieve was truly strong, truly connected. It made me think about in my own life, in all of our lives, when we're in these places, in picking up after the aftermath of something. Doesn't matter whether it's divorce, the loss of a job, the changing of a relationship, a new frontier, a new adventure, a new desire line, new dreams that we go after. It could be as simple as getting in shape, losing weight. To believe, to have that hope in ourselves and what's possible. I remember at that time when I heard that story, I was rebuilding my life. I had felt like a lot had been stripped down and I was in the process of rebuilding. And right now, whatever each of us are attempting to rebuild with our resolutions for 2018, for shifts, for change, or even if we're in a time where there's many unknowns and life is stretched and pulled and asked us to grow in ways that we don't necessarily know how it's all going to turn out. It all starts first with I believe, and then allowing ourselves to receive what we need so that we may achieve our new level of transformation, growth, connection, materialization of rebuilding, of expanding, of transforming. This mudslide that happened in the most affluent city out of the Santa Barbara County. And there was some insensitive comments that were made toward some of the devastation that happened to these people living in that area because there was affluence there and money. And my answer back is, all our hearts bleed the same and all our hearts feel the same. We all love our children. We love our mothers. We love each other. And anybody that has experienced any kind of loss, that loss feels the same no matter what your bank account is. And that connection that this city has come together on and understanding that, that is what life is made of. This is the hope we have to believe in. We have to believe that no matter where you're at in your life, we have to believe in that with each other. I believe, I receive, I achieve. That's a three-step process for you expanding into whatever feels like it hasn't been easy or it's been traumatic or it's been hard or it feels heavy. Right now, you can call in the light, the power of your own meaningful manifesting momentum to help you shift and change in connecting yourself to the deeper source of life that's we all connect at, that we all feel from that same heart and truth of who we are. So the Monday mantra, I believe. I want you to believe in your own possibility that you can receive what you need at this time and you can achieve what you need to manifest, what you need to bring in closer. What do you need right now? I want you to believe. Say, I believe, I receive, and I achieve. This is a call for hope in your own life. And it begins with that. Having that insight, the idea that inspires you to have hope, to believe in what you need. And I want you to use those three words whenever you feel yourself doubting or calling forth what you need. I believe, I receive, I achieve. You can manifest, you can stabilize, and be within the transformation that you need right now. Call it forth. I believe, I receive, I achieve. Just visualizing your own possibilities of what you want to believe in, allowing yourself, seeing yourself open, like open arms to receive, be a good receiver so that you may achieve, which is a part of unfolding into what's next for you, the support that you need. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.